Welcome to Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow with me, your quantum wealth and wellness expert, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, bringing to you a holistic healing revolution, eradicating exhaustion and renewing your whole life. Whether you're a corporate executive or homemaker, exhaustion and burnout have no boundaries. I bring over 30 years of wellness and wealth expertise to this hit show, specializing in helping leaders recover from burnout and transforming themselves into the prosperous executives they were meant to be. When it comes to burnout, I have a simple philosophy. When you have energy problems, you need energy solutions. You don't have to accept chronic mood swings and exhaustion as normal. You can go from stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain, and illness to burning bright today and burning brighter tomorrow. Burn Bright Today starts right now. Hello from Houston, Burn Brighters. So glad you are here. And I'm so excited. We've got a really power-packed show for you today. This is part 4 of 4 with the lovely Dr. Mariett Jensen from the UK, colleague and friend of mine. I'm a huge fan. She is a leader in the field of narcissism. She's very well-respected private practitioner with energy psychology. She does a lot of work with recovering from narcissism and anxiety, trauma, stress, and PTSD, all related to narcissism. So glad you're on the show today, Dr. Jensen, and excited because we've got today tools to transform your life, right?
That's the topic of today, Jennifer. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So, all right. What are some of those? Just remind ourselves, what are some of the signs and symptoms that you're up against or dealing with a narcissist, and what it feels like, and how your body, your mind, your emotions, and your psyche reacts when you're being drained by a narcissist? So can you just kind of cover some of those signs and symptoms?
Those signs and symptoms appear always when you're in the presence of your narcissist, and they can sort of spill over into other situations. But let's go to the situation when you are in contact with your narcissist. You will feel fear, and it's, you know, and fear for what? It's sometimes very difficult to put your finger on it, but fear is a predominant feeling there. There is an unsettledness, a sort of like something isn't right, but I don't know what. With that comes a sense of low confidence because you think, oh my goodness, there's something and I'm not even able to sort of grasp that. All in all, it's a sort of a very nervous, fearful, eggshell walking existence in the presence of that narcissist. And if you feel like that around someone, even if it's not a narcissist, it's never good.
Oh, absolutely. Because our bodies will tell us everything we need to know, right?
Yeah.
Our bodies, our mind, our emotions, our subtle bodies, they are messages that nobody knows better what is right for us than we do.
Yeah.
And I think a part of one of the challenges in our society for the last, many decades is we override that, or these behaviors have been somehow allowed to become the norm. In, like we always say, narcissism starts at home. These behaviors may have started in home. And so we've grown up with them walking on eggshells around parents or siblings or, you know, unhealthy situations like this. And then we go into it in a relationship and into it in the workplace. And it somehow has become the norm, but not anymore. I mean, I'm just kind of seeing there's a big phenomena underfoot where people are waking up to the fact that our relationships have been unbalanced and it's time to, enough is enough. We've got to address this and, you know, equilibrate and get these behaviors, boundaries made and behaviors adjusted, shall I say.
What is really important is, and that's where a shift is as well in the position of the victim. There are these feelings, there are these sensations in the body. And normally this is how it used to be. It's like there is a mental process that thinks, this can't be right. What is it? I need to understand. And if I can't understand it with my mind, then I can't accept it as a reality. And I think that is where a switch is coming as well, where people say, you know what? I don't understand where it comes from, but actually I don't care. I feel this. I know something isn't right, and I don't have to know exactly what's not right. My first instinct, my gut feeling is, this is not good for me. Right. And honor that.
Well, absolutely. You know, from the time I was little, a little girl, I always knew either my stomach would flip or the hair on the back of my neck or just this feeling of dread. And
tightness somewhere, you know, tightness in your stomach, tightness in your shoulders. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or tightness in the chest.
Yeah.
You know, a part of my book is the story. My original wound was the damage to the heart chakra and damage to the front of my chest energetically from psychic attacks from my mother's anger projected on me about other things that she was angry and fearful about was projected on me as a child and caused energetic injuries. And the thing is, I was taught to override that. You know, that if I was with someone who was not safe or the situation wasn't safe, I was forced to override it and stay anyway and twist myself into a pretzel to adapt. And I think this is a lot of what we're seeing now. Home, we're starting to start really waking up to in the home or an intimate relationship that this is not healthy and something has to be done about it. We're coming to blows with this. This week, there's a lot of energies coming up that it's like, okay, we've got to look at this. Why is this unbalanced? And what hopeless loop have I been stuck in that I am busting out of, and I'm busting out and it doesn't matter. I have to bust out. I can't take this anymore.
Yeah. And what is very helpful, and that's part of my work and your work and what we are doing here in these sessions, is knowledge helps, because knowledge will feel the mental system, the mind, and sort of will give a rationale for, you know, how the victims are feeling. But the first thing is acknowledging and really honoring your own emotions and your feelings. And then when the information comes there and you really start to put the two together, then you've got a solid picture of what you can work with and how you can work with it. That's where you need the knowledge around narcissism. And then the next step is the knowledge about how you are specifically affected by your narcissist.
All right, because it might be different for each of us. You know, we're all individuals.
Oh.
We have our own life experiences. We have our own mission. So it's going to look different. So we can't negate what it looks like for me versus for you.
But also what is really important in the recovery and in the dealing with your narcissist is to go into the detail. Yeah, you can say, I'm not feeling comfortable. I'm going to do something about it. That's too vague. You can say, I'm really uncomfortable if I'm being challenged about something that I know is not true. You know, if I'm being told that I'm the liar, where I know the other person is the liar. And how am I going to deal with that specific situation? Because you can really train yourself in what would be a helpful response to that. You can really train yourself to, when you notice something like that, to step away, to let it slide off, to protect yourself from that. And that is something you can really work on. And if you do that, from there are plenty more of little details, examples, and situations. You work on it, and that's how you build your strengths. And that's how you, as a victim, to take control of the narcissist, of your emotional abuser. So you start to turn it around.
Well, yeah. And I really, what you're talking about really strikes home with me, because as a nurse, former ER and cardiovascular intensive care, and I'm doing a lot of work with nurses right now, working, helping, you know, crack the code of nurse burnout and get some folks the help that they need to be able to start their recovery, to first of all, keep going and begin their recovery, and then later get onto a level of healing where they can go on and create the lives they were meant to be. So a lot of work with nurses right now. So this is an area that's near and dear to my heart, is that narcissism may not even be one person that you know very well. It could be a patient or a client or someone who is projecting their responsibility onto you. It could be a business partner or a colleague at work or another practitioner in your practice, for example. So it's not always like mean and angry. It can just be an imbalance too, right? Because aren't there degrees of narcissism, right? Where we're putting responsibilities on other people? Because I think that's kind of at the heart of this, right?
Oh yeah, Noel, that's one of the typical behaviors of a narcissist. You know, it's they don't take responsibility, they blame others. And if you are the one who is in their campaign, because that's typical for a narcissist, they campaign. So it might be a colleague. Yeah, right. The colleague in the office who continuously feeds that little blame game towards you. And if you notice that, it's uncomfortable, it's not good. It's like, but then it spreads out in your performance. You know, all of a sudden you're not happy at work anymore because you step into that energy field of the victim, of the one who's being blamed. First question you ask is when something isn't right, it's like, what did I do wrong? Right. Not like, what did go wrong? No, right. What did I do wrong? So immediately taking things like that on board. And once you start behavior like that, other people will respond as well. Say, oh, this person always gets it wrong. So there's something else that didn't go right. It must be that particular person. That's the law of attraction, isn't it? If you present yourself like that, you're in that energy field, it will become stronger. And other people will feed that as well, unintentionally. Right. But that is what happens.
No, absolutely. We're going to talk about this in segment 4 too. When we get to segment 4 at the end of the show, we're going to talk about how this plays out like in the workplace with leadership and business partners. I've seen this in sales organizations. And before we go on break, there's an example that comes to mind we could talk about in segment 4, but I have seen this on sales teams where there might be one high performer or one person on the team that will campaign to work their way in with the appropriate people to manipulate and even down to manipulating sales quotas so that their quota is lower than everybody else on the team. And we all know any salesperson knows what happens. Everybody else is carrying the weight. They're making all the money and all the glory. And it's very, again, it's an imbalance, right? It's an imbalance of power. It's a power struggle. So I have seen this in many different ways, but what they're doing is putting their responsibility onto other people. So there's different levels. This can be tricky how they do it. It may not be so one-on-one of what we've talked about so much, but they can do it up the food chain to affect back down the form of the reporting process within an organization. So we'll talk more about that in section 4. But in the meantime, Dr. Mariette Jansen, so glad you're here. We've got your website up and I know you're offering some free coaching sessions. We'll talk a little bit more about that in section 2 and 3. And we'll also talk about the books that you have available on Amazon.com. But right now, okay, Let's take a break and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back, Burn Brighters. We're here with Dr. Mariette Jansen, and today is a day where you're going to receive tools that will transform your life. If you are dealing with a relationship or a situation that is just burning you out and leaving you exhausted from dealing with behaviors of narcissism, there's hope. And we're going to talk about it today. So Dr. Jansen, if you will, I just really want to hear you share some of your favorite tools and techniques. Let's get to as many as we can on the show today. And we can start with whichever one of your books you want to start with or your checklist. But let's just say, you talked about the body knows, right? We know when we're not right. So what do we do? What tools do we have?
Okay. I was also talking about the fact that, you know, we feel uncomfortable, but it's very difficult to put your finger on it. Yeah. And I've designed what I call the daily happiness scale. If you think someone is affecting you in an unhealthy manner, there are just four questions for you to ask. So at the end of the day, you say to yourself, how happy was I today between 0 and 10? And, you know, instantly something will come up for you. It might, whatever it is. So that's a number. So say your daily happiness was 7. You then ask the question, how much has my narcissist contributed to my happiness between 0 and 10? And then the next question is, where was my unhappiness today? And how much has my narcissist contributed to my unhappiness? And that will show you, it's almost like, you know, where there are weights, the scales, or how they affect. And it will really hit home to you what your narcissist is contributing to in your life. And it's all part of your mindset and your process of taking a distance and really, really understanding and taking serious what is going on there for you. So that's the daily happiness scale. That has all to do with awareness. Then the moment you're asked for making a choice or a decision, and I mentioned that before, the 6 questions, but I cannot emphasize it enough. So your narcissist is asking you something. There's a yes or there's a no as an answer. Yeah, so do this for me, do that for me, do whatever. The first question you ask yourself is, what does it give me? Does it give me any joy? Does it give me any satisfaction? Does it give me whatever? What does it take from me? Time, energy, money, you know, who knows, anything more? Who benefits? Often it won't be you who benefits, but it will be them who benefit. Who pays the price? It might be you. You might not get anything out of it. It might take a lot of you, and you pay the price and nobody else's, or other people around you. If you have children and you're then really tired and, you know, low on energy, they might be affected by it. And it's important to sort of consider them as well. Then the other two questions are, is it my responsibility? And often it's not. So if it's not your responsibility, it's easier to step away from it. And is it important? And if it's not important, again, you know, it makes it easier for you to step away from it. So you don't get lured into this entitled running errands for a narcissist.
Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah.
So that part about, is it my, could we pause there for a moment? Because I think there's just a wealth of knowledge of what you just started talking about here. So all of these options, but you know, is it my responsibility? And I think that's something you said is key. Because I'll just speak to you as a person. This is my own personal Jennifer Marcinelli story. I did not realize the degree of narcissism that I was under. I didn't realize how far I'd been held down until I was separated from that person and in through the divorce proceedings. And then because I needed quite a bit of distance from it so I could actually see it for what it really was. And I think that might be a part of what's going on with everyone being at home, the work-life balance changing to working remote, is that we've taken a step away from our relationships or from work or from our space. And now we've had some distance and we're like, wow, I had no idea this person was putting all of their, I was accepting and receiving their responsibility as my own. I did not realize how much of that I had picked up.
Yeah. 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 And that is when you are forced to step away. I mean, it's always when you don't have it anymore, you know how much you will miss it or not, isn't
or not.
It? Because you think, oh my God, it was so bad, but I didn't realize.
Yes.
And it happened. Good things, and people say, oh, it was so nice. I didn't really realize how nice. But in this case, really sort of like, whoa, I was so influenced by this situation and by this person and by being blamed and being put to take responsibility for things that actually has nothing to do with me.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I have had clients who have said, and they happen to have gone through divorces too, and they've said the same thing, that it wasn't until they got far enough away and went through the divorce process that they finally realized how controlled and abused they actually were, the level of mental and emotional and even spiritual abuse that can take place in these relationships.
Yeah.
This far off kilter.
Yeah. Yes.
Distance.
Now, the next one I'm going to offer to you is, so many people have said to me, it's been life changing. So now you're all thinking, oh, pen and paper, and it's going to be mega, mega, mega. You know, I have to pay a lot of attention. No, it's very, very simple. It's called jade, J-E-D-E. It's like, you know, the crystal. And it stands for do not justify, argue, defend, or explain. Whenever there is something that needs to be done or needs to be said, or you say there is something you really want to do that. You want to go out that evening, yeah, and you're with your partner. You can then say, when you're insecure and when you're under the influence of your narcissistic partner, there's a big, big thing in you to think, I need to justify, I need to make sure that he really understands, I need to make sure that it's sort of, I get away like that. What you're doing when you make a big story about your decision, you offer the people around you lots of ammunition to undermine your decision. So your decision is, I am going out tonight. Yeah, that's all there is to it.
Right.
And then the other party can say, like, oh, and where are you going? And what else? Or something. Doesn't matter. I am going out tonight. That's all there is to it. The moment you start to, I'm going to my friend, yes, I'm going by bus, I won't be late home. It's like, then you invite the argument. To your friend, you've seen your friend yesterday, or you spoke to her yesterday. There's no need for that. You're going by bus. It's ridiculous in this type of weather. It's dangerous. I don't want you to do that. What was the third thing I said? Oh, I won't be home too late. Well, it's much better for you to sort of go to bed early. You were having a headache, and I think it's a bad, bad, bad idea. So everything that you bring up in order to defend yourself and to make clear that this is really what you want and I can't do anything about it, you give them the ammunition to totally, totally disagree with you and argue against you.
Yeah.
So if you learn, and this is not only with narcissists, this is any uncomfortable situation where you say, I just don't want to do it, or I do want to do it, be clear and just say, ah, I can't do that today, and bam, you're off. Or I'm not going with you guys tonight. All you need to do, and people accept that. People don't make a big fuss of that.
And but they do. Make
us
and if they do, you know, and if they do make a fuss and don't give you your freedom to do what's right for you, you know you've got a problem.
Yeah And you know they don't respect you,
right? Absolutely. And it's an underlying power struggle that will continue and is, you know, perpetual at that point.
Yeah So you can see how simple it is, but, you know, for everyone, write it on your, no, not on your, write it on your wrist as a little reminder and notice yourself getting into that space of defending your decisions and, you know, making a big fuss about it, and then stop.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I was raised this way from a small child. I had to account for my whereabouts every minute, and I had to be exactly where I said that I was. And even in high school, I had a very embarrassing, and of course, when you're in high school, this is, you know, very, very damaging. I was embarrassed in front of my friends because I was literally 50 feet next door at the restaurant next door because I didn't have enough money to buy pizza with my friends. So I walked next door where I could buy French fries. That's all the money I had. I was 50 feet away. And, you know, when mom pulled up to get me, I was not exactly where she thought I was supposed to be, according to this ridiculous agreement, because I didn't have enough money to buy pizza, so I bought fries. It sounds silly, but this goes over into the workplace as well. And it goes over into marriages, how long you're at the grocery store, if you're in a business meeting, if you're out of town on business or anything like that. They start track, you know, you shouldn't have to track your movements. We should, you know, and then we're not in a trusted relationship to just allow things to flow, to go where you need to be, where you need to be, who you need to be with. You shouldn't have to answer, right? All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say you were being attacked for not exactly doing what you said to do. So you become defensive.
Yes.
And then in that defensiveness, you start to give information again that makes you vulnerable, because it gives them ammunition to tell you in other situations, or to sort of come back to it again and say, will you do.
Yeah, which is exactly what they're looking for. They're looking for ammunition. So, and I've been in that position where I was actually out of town at a business meeting working for myself. And due to a comedy of errors and Mercury in retrograde, the business person I was meeting with was flying in to meet me at an airport, and their flight was delayed. And it was an international flight anyway. So the meeting went really late because of all of the issues. And it was like, I was in a business meeting. Okay. My phone was off. I should not have to. And again, that's an underlying trust. It's an underlying control. There are other issues underneath there. And that is not a comfortable place to ever have to be, where you're having to justify anything for where you are, what you're doing. There's deeper issues there, no doubt about it. All right, so let's take a break and we'll be back with Dr. Mariette Jansen, Dr. De-Stress, Tools to Transform Your Life from Narcissism. See you in just a few.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tired
habit of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Do you find yourself being busy, busy, yet you just don't feel all that productive or fulfilled at the end of the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Stop reacting to life and be more peaceful and on purpose instead. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, folks. We're here today with Dr. Jansen, segment 4 of 4, part 4 of 4, tools to transform your life from exhaustion and end stages of burnout from dealing with narcissism. So, Dr. Jansen, let's talk about what it's like physically, mentally, emotionally, and energetically from the victim's perspective of what it's like when you're having to justify yourself or dealing with, you know, how this affects our self-confidence. What are the effects from having to constantly be attacked or justify yourself?
Well, imagine, you know, I can just visualize it. Sort of you open yourself up, you make yourself vulnerable, and what comes back is just a knife. Nice. Yeah, and it goes like this, and it scoops everything that is called confidence out of you. And because you start to doubt everything about yourself, you start to doubt your feelings, your thoughts, your anything and everything. And if you want to change the relationship with your narcissist, so you become more in control, so you become more like a victor, like what my book is about, it means taking control, but you come from a position of low confidence and doubting yourself. It's really, really difficult. So what is important to focus on as well is building yourself up. Yeah, and stepping out of that self-doubt and starting to take actions that will feed your confidence. So if you know in detail what you think, what you feel, how you behave around certain activities from your narcissist, if you have that in detail, then you can see where it is not helping. Then you can see, maybe if I make a change here, in this specific situation, I'm going to train myself to behave differently. And that is a way of starting to build yourself up again. Because you have been confident. You had all that in place until they came along.
Well, and that's a part of what this personality type does, what these behaviors do, is, you know, this can be the executive or the leader, manager, senior leadership who walks in the room and, you know, you're expecting to have signature approval on a big project. The team's been working on it for months. All of the pre-work has already been done. All of the pre-meetings have been done. You're expecting signature authority. You're going to get funded and go off. And everybody's in the meeting and in walks this person, usually delayed, but to make a grand entrance. And instead of giving signature, kicks over the sandcastle. And usually it's like a nuclear bomb went off in the room. And I've seen this in the workplace and it can be devastating. Even the most talented, tenured, for example, sales executives or business executives, it can just devastate and blow the self-confidence of each member and the entire team.
And that started before that person entered the room. Yeah, because everybody was already saying, tunk, 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 tunk. Why is this person not here? What are they going to do? Because it's common behavior. It's almost like all the participants there are anticipating something happening like that, isn't it? So the fear levels are higher, the nerves are higher, the stress is higher, and then it comes in and then it floors people. Yeah. It absolutely floors because they have allowed their confidence and their presence and their presentation to be hollowed out over time by this particular person. And they haven't trained themselves to respond in a different way. Instead of when someone else is standing up saying, sorry, I can't agree, we had a meeting, or this has been agreed, we can't do this, you know. That will be an archy-bargy in that boardroom, but lots of people, most people, are not ready and not capable of doing that because that is really hard.
It's really hard, and this is a big part of why I've put it into my executive and my pro-exec program for leadership training. I'm a huge proponent that leadership programs should have modules and training specifically for dealing with narcissism and psychopathy in the workplace. And this is why, because, you know, when you're at home, it's one thing. And when you're in a small workplace, it's another. But when you're in a boardroom and that happens to you in a boardroom, it is a whole nother level of damage. And you're talking, I've experienced this and I have seen this, and I've got clients who have dealt with this in the boardroom or in front of shareholders, same exact situation, because one of the key underlying behaviors is they will make you wait. That's a part of the control. It's a part of the power struggle. They will make everyone wait for them to come in. And you're right. All the attention and anxiety is building, building, building. Then they walk in and floor everyone. And how in the world do you even handle that at the executive boardroom level? You know, and the answer is you call a pro. Okay, you bring in a heavy hitter when you're dealing with this type of a disorder, this type of a behavior in the workplace. But it's very damaging, and even the most tenured, experienced leaders and managers can get taken out by this type of behavior, and it can be really hard to get back in the saddle, so to speak, to use a Texas term, to get back in the saddle, back into leadership and management after a team has had a hit like this.
And I'm sure you've seen that as well, Jennifer, that people who sort of all very confident and sort of presenting themselves like this, and then, you know, are facing a humiliation like that, all of a sudden they become little people and sort of scared little boys and girls again. And that's how they feel inside. And that's how they are made to be felt. But they have allowed it to happen as well. Where my mentor comes in all the time, thinking, take control, you know, step into your power, recognize what is happening, because you have more power than you think you have.
You do. As long as we have the training and the understanding and the healing as well, because each of us has to heal from traumas and PTSD, even from early in childhood or maybe even past lives, if you're open to that, because it can be really hard. The more healed and whole and firm we are in our and our self-confidence and our inner strength, we can better handle those things, which is why I've added it to the training program, which is exactly why you work with folks in your private practice the same way, to help people get the help that they need so that they can understand narcissism, especially leadership and management and in the workplace, recognize it, and then be able to do something about it. But this takes training and it takes healing, because energetically there are massive amounts of energetic damage that happen when big blow-ups like this take place. And the ripple effects can go on for years. I've seen it.
They do go on for years, because, you know, we have our wounds, and literally a wound in your body heals, but it leaves a bruise. So if someone pushes on that bruise, you know, what was an old wound, it really hurts. Because it is not as strong as other parts of your body. And having the knowledge, any experience, you can then think like, it really hurts. It can either floor you for the moment, or you can recognize it. And when you have the skills, and when you've gone through your healing process, you think, oh yeah, I know. Oh, I understand what it is. I know I can get out of this quite quickly. But that might take years for people to get there. Well, it has years. Yeah.
No, absolutely. It can take years. And this is why I think so many healers have been called up to the forefront now, because as we all know, with the global situation, we're entering a time of incredible healing, even in starting now and even in the next few weeks. So the timing of this discussion is very, very timely. And it's in the workplace now as well, because of workplaces are now being held accountable for their behaviors. And they just are. The WHO started leading that in 2019 when they put the definition, the ICD-11 code of burnout, and labeled it a workplace phenomena. And the WHO, you know, is basically a nonprofit organization that sets policy and financial protections. There's many things that the World Health Organization does, but that was a big turning point in 2019 when they made burnout an occupational phenomenon. And of course, you know, I believe it's a complex syndrome, which is, you know, my work. But I think it's so key that we take a look at this now, because I think where we're going with this, especially with the Great Resignation, which we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, is this is why we now have well-being officers and chief well-being officers coming into organizations across the globe, not just here in the United States, but, you know, where you are as well, in the UK and around the globe, is because we're now being held accountable more than ever for our own behaviors. And we're being held accountable for our behaviors in the workplace, mine, yours, anybody, leadership, senior leadership. We're being held accountable, and that's just all there is to it. So let's take a break, and we'll come back into segment four, and more tools to transform your life. We'll be talking a little bit more about what happens in the workplace when you have narcissistic personality disorder that goes into psychopathy, and what you do about it, because this is about helping you help yourself and helping leaders help themselves in their management positions and helping organizations survive and thrive through these incredible opportunities. Because what this really is an incredible opportunity to up-level our businesses and get well positioned to have a much better start coming into 2022. So Dr. Mariette Jensen, Dr. De-Stress, we'll be back here in just a few moments.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
All right, and we're back, part four of four, Tools to Transform Your Life. I'm here with Dr. Mariette Jansen out of the UK, a leader in Narcissism Survival Guide. And what we're talking about in this last segment is what happens in the workplace when you're up against severe narcissism. And we talked about this a couple shows ago, that narcissism can even go into psychopathy. And as a matter of fact, corporate psychopathy is so prevalent now that there's tons of scientific evidence to back it up. There are even scales. For example, the B scale 360 actually measures corporate psychopathy. Okay, so we're all trying to come up with real practical solutions that can be implemented it for us and in the workplace that can help with this. So Dr. Jansen, could you talk with us a bit? How do you help your clients? How do you coach people to help people who are in this situation? What do you do if you're in the workplace and you've got somebody with behaviors of narcissism or psychopathy really giving you a hard time? So say you're in a board meeting. What do you do and how do you coach your folks? I know what I do, so I want to hear yours.
We can compare notes. But yeah, I think what is really important, if someone has that impact on you personally, you know, you're in a professional environment, but you feel undermined personal and professionally. Yeah. And that energy goes straight into you. What you want to do, what you need to do, is you need to protect yourself energetically. And this is an exercise. I call that zipping up, and I'll send you a separate video of that. But what you do, so here under your collarbone, you know, there is a tender spot. Yeah, that is what you just sort of gently tap on both sides. Then you breathe. You scoop the air around you. You go to your pubic bone. I'm honestly doing it, but you can't really see it. And then you zip up. And you do it one more time. And you breathe out. And you breathe in. And you breathe out. And then you stop. And it's absolutely amazing. You can test it out. It's like kinesiology. So someone has their arm out and you try to put it down. And right, when you're in that stressed and insecure environment, if you feel like that you're not strong and someone can push your arm down, when you've done your zipping up and you have your arm out, people don't get your arm down. You're really strong, which means you're really grounded in your energy, which is the best place to be in order to protect yourself from those really toxic influences.
Yeah. So let's say we know we're about to go into a board meeting or a staff meeting or a budget meeting, and we can take a few minutes in the restroom before we go to the meeting, right?
I was going
to
say toilets. Yeah, a toilet break.
Toilet break. Gotta go. Zip it up.
It's 10 seconds, literally 10 seconds. So it's just an absolute You know, I think I find that a brilliant, brilliant exercise. Before a difficult phone call, before any situation that you think is challenging, you sort of, you know, keep yourself safe by just doing that simple energy exercise.
So if you get caught off guard and you can't make a quick exit to the bathroom stall to do this in private, would this work too if you just did it like kind of like in your mind with the breathing where nobody knows? Would it be effective there as well?
It's much better to engage your body, yeah, okay. Because then you are engaging your whole system.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Love it. So I do a lot of work with my clients about protecting space, creating a safe and sacred space. And last week, that kind of came up on the show. I ended up doing a live demonstration and I ended up doing a live diamond therapy session to help someone who was experiencing, called into the show, was experiencing an unstable energy field to the point where they were very, very close to considering acting on their thoughts of suicide. So this is energetic, it's physical, it's mental, it's emotional, and it's spiritual, this damage that we're taking. And, you know, we all have a biofield, right? We are made of energy. We are far more than just our physical body, and we have to protect it. So I love this tool that you've given, because I could even tell just doing it, even briefly here with you and just practicing, I could actually feel the difference. Mm. And that's just an impromptu, not even taking a moment to really get centered and breathe through it. So love yeah. that tool. Thank you.
Yeah. What I also love about this is you do something physically, and you know, sometimes just the doing gives a sense of power and empowerment, because you don't have to think, you just sort of you just go through the motions, and doing that exercise, literal exercise with your body, gives you that extra bit. Yeah.
Well, and it's empowering. It's deeply empowering to know that you can energetically protect yourself in a toxic or hostile environment, wherever that is. It could be impromptu at the grocery store. It could be in a boardroom. It could be in a meeting. It could be a nurse having to step away from the ER and go to the restroom for a few minutes with something that's come in. These are very effective. It's almost like a spiritual exercise too, if you wanted to, right? To really give you that additional strength. So, well, Dr. Jansen, I'm so excited you have been here today. I know you've got to pop off. We're going to continue on for a few minutes, but thank you so very much. And I know, are you still providing, do you still have openings for coaching if somebody wants yeah. to reach out to you?
Yeah. Here's my book. But if you want to talk to me, please book yourself a free coaching call with me. If you can't see, if there are not enough spaces, because I've been quite busy, everything is blocked till the new year. But, you know, let me know that you are interested and we will be able to find a time that is mutual convenient. And if it's not now, then maybe a little bit later in time. But please, I'm here to support you. I mean, I've gone through the messiness, and it's taken a long, long time, and it didn't have to take that long. So I don't want you to prolong your difficult situation if there's no need for it. So please go online and book that session.
Yeah, click the link and reach out on Amazon. All of her books are on Amazon, and leave an honest and uplifting, hopefully, referral for her on Amazon. So thank you, Dr. Jansen. Glad you're here, and take care. And I'm sure you'll be back by popular demand.
I can't wait. Okay.
All right. Okay, folks. So in the last few minutes here, I just really want to take a moment, because we touched on this a couple of times, and I've gotten lots of feedback from people, especially through LinkedIn, who are reaching out to me on LinkedIn, maybe people in the well-being or HR or employee health, or actually even people that are really trying to work through some legal issues in their corporations. So we did touch a little bit on corporate psychopathy. And I'm just going to talk about it for a few minutes before we hop off, because it's a real thing. And sometimes right now, under the extreme amounts of grief and loss and stress, not everyone, sometimes we're under such stress that we don't have the ability to control our anger. So unbridled anger in the workplace is kind of a problem right now. It's an area of opportunity to bring in some new employee assistance programs, to bring in energy psychology, to bring in the pro-exec program, whether it's mine or whether it's another energy practitioner who works in this field as well. But I just want to say in the last couple of moments, that if you are a leader or a manager, or maybe you're the VP of HR, and you know that you've got a situation in your organization where you might be working with NPD or psychopathy, get help, okay? Don't mess around with this. These people, their behaviors are kind of being escalated with extreme amounts of stress, grief, and loss. And I would really just encourage you to address this. Call in a heavy hitter. And I'm just going to share, everyone knows my story. I had no idea that I was dealing with NPD and psychopathy until I was into my divorce. And I can just say that I survived because I called in a heavy hitter to help me. And that was Dr. Sam Vaknin out of Israel, the foremost leader in NPD and psychopathy. I have done a lot of study with his work, and I'm alive because of the understanding of how this causes burnout and exhaustion and how it can even lead to thoughts of suicide. So just encouraging you, there is help out there. Reach out, burnbrighttoday.com. And if I'm the appropriate resource, fabulous. If not, reach out to the energy, the comprehensive energy psychology community, and get the resource in, because I'm a firm believer that every organization should have a real life Wendy Rhodes on staff to help with the corporate culture, to help leadership, and to help organizations thrive and come successfully into 2022. So take care, everyone. Glad you were here today. Gratitude to Dr. Mariette Jansen. Looking forward next week. We've got Simon Vorster out of Sweden coming in. He is one of the leaders of evolutionary astrology. I've been working with him for a couple of years now. Can't wait to talk about this period of healing that we're going into. A lot of energy supporting you, bringing healing resources into your organization or just in for yourself. So take care, everyone. Talk to you next week, and burn bright, my friends. Thanks for listening to Burn Bright Today with me, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, so you can burn brighter tomorrow. Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do, but a holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch me next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about me and to schedule a quantum healing session, visit burnbrighttoday.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.